This is the Closet Geek episode 69 for January 21st, 2015.
This is Brandon Sanderson, author of the Mistborn series and various other wonderful fantasy novels, and you are listening to the Closet Geek.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek, and Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own. Closet Geek!
Hey guys, welcome to the Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek, to bring you the latest and best geeky news. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Woo!
Hey.
69, dude.
You know, I thought the same thing. I was like, Bill and Ted. So,
right.
Anyway.
If you're us and we're you, what number are we thinking?
69, right. Dude.
You know, I rewatched that recently.
Really?
And I got so many more jokes than when I was a kid. I get the jokes now that when I was a kid, I'm like, I missed all the awful jokes that are in there.
Innuendos and everything.
So
yeah.
Many.
Yeah, right.
It's great. So. I love it.
Well, all right, well, let's go to our...
They're going to do, like, the 25th anniversary movie or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The third movie. They're having a hard time getting that put together. We'll see if that actually happens. But let's go to our first section... Man, I keep saying section. Segment!
69, dudes!
Up the show.
This week in Geek!
This is the Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, things we love and that we can recommend to you guys. So, Ryan, tell us. Wait, you went first last week. John!
Did he? I don't remember.
John, you
it
go
was only
first
like 3 days ago, and I still don't
know.
Remember.
You know, we're going a little bit earlier this week.
This week, I think the big thing as far as geekies, this past Saturday, I had like a marathon session of tabletop role-playing. I did Pathfinder with my group here locally with the other family that we play with. And then right after we were done, like I said goodbye, I shut the door, I ran upstairs, launched Skype, and then did the D&D session with all of us until almost midnight. And so I think I started playing Pathfinder at around 5 o'clock and then played that until almost 9. And then from 9 to midnight, played D&D with you guys. So it was a marathon session of
role-playing. That is hardcore right there.
Woo, back to back, baby. So that was a lot of fun. I think we had a good time with our D&D session. We cleared out the rest of the bandit. We found the bandit hideout, the red brands, and got killed the rest of them, and tracked kind of accidentally ran into their wizard leader as he was trying to run away, and captured him and took him back to town. So it was a good moment. But, so we had a lot of fun doing that. I got to see The Maze Runner the other day.
You know what?
I heard it's a pretty decent film.
I liked it. I thought it was pretty dang accurate to the book, you know, give or take what you do. But overall, and my wife had not read the books, and she really liked the movie, too. So we liked it.
Yeah, I had read the book, the first one. It's a series. But I've only read the first book, while I was reading the first book, I said to myself, you know, this would probably be a better movie than a book. And so, you know, when do you ever say that about a book? But I got to see the movie finally, and I liked it. I was really impressed. I liked a lot of the things that they did. For the most part, like Barry said, it was pretty accurate. There were a couple things that I was like, okay, well, you know, I can see how, you know, you decided to go that direction with it instead of whatever they did in the book. But overall, it was good, so I enjoyed that. And then the other thing is that I've been watching Marvel's Agent Carter.
How's that?
It's kind of the spin-off from the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series. But for those that aren't familiar with who Agent Carter is, she was Captain America's kind of love interest from the first movie. And apparently she and Howard Stark eventually are the ones that kind of create S.H.I.E.L.D. And so the Agent Carter series is all about her involvement in the scientific strategic research, which is basically what eventually becomes S.H.I.E.L.D. And so it's about her as an agent in the 40s after World War II. And if you are skipping it, I highly recommend.
Shame on
not.
You.
Well, if you like Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you will like Agent Carter.
In some ways, I actually have been enjoying Agent Carter even more than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Jarvis is cool.
It's just some of the things that they are doing in the series is really good.
Isn't it the same actor who does the voice for Jarvis in the films?
No, Paul Bettany.
Okay,
Paul
Bettany. I wasn't sure. I just wanted to double check because he does a very good accent to match.
All British people sound the same.
No.
That's like saying all Americans sound the same.
We do, don't we?
We all sound like Britnick.
So I've been kind of enjoying that. So anybody that hasn't been watching it, I recommend doing it. It's three episodes in, and it's only an 8-episode run. And then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will start back up again. But
like I was saying before we started recording, my DVR didn't record it, so I have to go back and figure out which ones I'm missing and record them.
You can still get them on Hulu.
Yep.
If you can't get them through your DVR.
Yeah.
Or probably Amazon.
Yeah. I'd rather just.
Well, Hulu,
put it on my
you
DVR.
Can get it for free.
Yeah. Oh. Well, it's free. It'll be on somewhere.
Yeah, maybe, I'm sure you'll be able to catch it. They'll replay it or something.
Pirate it if I have to. No, don't pirate it. Nobody do that.
We do not sanction pirating.
Don't pull a Michael.
Openly.
Yeah.
But so that's about me.
Awesome.
All
Mike.
Right.
Oh, okay. Gosh, man, I've been diving in pretty hard this last week. Went and saw Paddington with the family.
You know what? That's been getting really good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's actually a really well-plotted film, you know, and it's well done. I watched it when I was a kid on HBO.
The
cartoon series on HBO, and I read the books as well as a kid, and so to see it as an adult, it was fun, and oh man, I think I was laughing more than, you know, kids, they laugh at the slapstick, adults laugh at everything else. It was surprisingly just well written. The jokes are well, you know, well delivered. It was enjoyable. It was a nice time with the family, and we got my mother-in-law out of the house to come with us. So that's good.
Yeah.
So
I think when I saw the preview, I heard Paddington talk for the first time, and I just kind of like, huh, is that what he sounds like now? I mean, I don't know. I just never really thought he would sound like that.
Wasn't the original voice Colin Firth? And then he decided to – he kind of bowed out and they got somebody else to do it. I don't know.
I
have no idea.
I don't know who they
– I don't know either.
– ended up getting, but
– yeah. But, you know, if you have a family, I highly recommend, making a family night and going seeing Paddington.
I highly recommend making a family.
No.
If you have one, no. Make one.
Yeah. It's I've actually been wanting to play more of the Final Fantasy update, but I've only done a little bit, so I'll talk about that next week when I've had a chance to dive into some of the dungeons and raids.
Raced any chocobos yet?
No, that's coming out in March.
Oh, that's the next expansion.
That's 2.51. So it's Gold Saucer in itself is such a huge update that they're doing its own patch release. But Crunchyroll, for those who may not know what Crunchyroll is one of the premier movie and
online streaming.
Yeah, it's an online streaming, like a Hulu or an Amazon
Prime. Anime.
But it's anime and Japanese drama and comedy shows. Mostly drama.
I can stream it directly to my TV.
Yeah, and what's awesome is they recently did a big update with their platform, and so it's far more accessible. They dropped their rate for pricing, so it's down to $6.95 a month for their premium service if you wanted to pay a monthly fee. What's cool about the monthly fees is you get anime 1 hour after it broadcasts on Japanese television, and for those who aren't Japanese speakers, it's already subtitled for you 1 hour after the release of the show. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Now,
that's
admittedly,
it
can be 2 to 7 hours if you use mobile devices, because it takes a little bit for everything to kind of go out.
It's like the Japanese, they get the translators slaving, just like those Taiwanese guys who die in the cyber cafes. From, you know, sleep deprivation.
No. I'm sure it's all translated.
It's like
before.
A sweatshop is what I'm saying, you know.
I'm sure they
don't allow them to sleep. And they forget.
You will have this for our American friends.
But one of the big things is I liked the update because it's now streamable to my PS4 and PS3 and other devices. Easier. I mean, they have a lot more access to the older shows, but if you want, you know, admittedly though, if you still want to watch the new stuff, you got to pay. But still, I thought it was cool. It's definitely a good step in their direction.
I think I watched Sword Art Online before it was on Netflix, and then there's another one I watched. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Thundercats or something? I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh! Yeah.
So a lot of anime shows are starting and a lot of anime shows are ending. Like Sailor Moon ended, so I've had to watch the last episode of that. Your Lies in April still has an episode, but that's ending. I'm watching the first season of Durarara. I'm about 11 episodes in. It's actually turning into a pretty good drama. I was expecting it to be a comedy, like kind of a slapstick show, because I didn't really know what to expect, and it's turned into a mystery drama, and I was like, oh, this is actually more enjoyable than I
have. The Japanese have so many anime shows is that they've gone to, like, you know how the horse racers name their horses these bizarre names,
right? Yeah,
like
they're running out of names.
Tomok, two.
Yeah.
You know? And so when he said do rah rah rah, I'm like, yep, they're running out of names.
They're like, what do we call this? I don't know.
Do
rah rah rah.
I had called that though, because I was like, why that name? Is because one of the main characters, Kelty, in the show is a Dulon, which is, if anybody knows their mythology, is an Irish fairy, and they don't have a head. And so they're supposed to carry their head with them, and they, you know, go out and cause havoc in the Irish landscape. But the story basically follows her. Her head was taken from her, and she's out trying to find it. And it just happens to be in Japan.
Japanese doing Irish translated for Americans.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an international world.
But Barry and John talked about Ald Noah Zero, and we all talked about how it had this, like, huge ending. We're like, brain.
Where do they go from
what
there?
What the heck?
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Season 2 comes out, and you're like, yes, they're in space. Yes.
So, I mean, I haven't seen anything, so don't spoil it.
No, I'm not spoiling it. All I did was,
what, they're in space?
No,
oh, no!
It's not a spoiler. It's
I don't want to watch this show anymore.
19 months later. So it takes place 19 months later. And so it's actually pretty cool. It's really cool to see the little plot twists and see how it continues on. Log Horizon News finishing up. that's really cool. It's just getting better and better. I don't know how they're...
I haven't seen anything, any...
Oh, man.
...yet.
It's great.
Yeah.
So,
I'll just have to binge watch it.
So, you know, that's just... gosh, just trying to keep up on the anime. A lot of it is because I was invited to be an anime expert for a panel for Salt Lake Comic Con Fan Experience.
Oh, cool.
So... it's oddly enough, it's for the slam poetry competition. They're doing an anime cosplay slam poetry, and I'm going to be one of the judges because part of it is you can
make this stuff up.
Yeah,
that's slam poetry for you. Is they give you a subject and you have to create a poem based off of a subject. But what you can do is they can earn extra points if they can answer a challenge question. Before their poem. And so they brought me in because I can ask very detailed questions and also know what they're referring to in their poems so I can score them appropriately. Plus my background in drama also helps. So it was cool. I got invited by one of the guys who does that.
I'm a genius.
I wasn't going to say it, but thank you. No. So it was really nice and flattering to be invited, and I had to say yes because they haven't approved my press pass from the Closet Geek, so I'm going to have to get in somehow.
Well,
I
keep slipping into a deeper and deeper depression because I still am getting emails about PAX South. And I can't go.
You can't go.
This weekend? Yeah. What?
That's this weekend,
this weekend.
Oh, what happened? Just
he had to work.
Work.
Yeah.
Just
I had to work.
Quit. Just quit.
We have one of our we have one of our biggest events for work, and I'm filming and editing four different videos right now. So.
Cool.
Wow. Yep.
So I'm busy.
Yeah. That's skills I don't have. I'm talking to millionaires about trading stocks every morning. It's kind of fun.
Right.
Have you seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah. It's such an awful show. I do not recommend that movie.
I don't think it's awful. I just think it's pointless.
Exactly. That's kind of why I say it's awful. It's it's 3 hours long, nothing out of it.
Well done. Really great acting, really good cinematography, spacing, everything, costuming. But the whole movie was pointless.
I am 100% with you, Ryan.
It was just this film.
It was an excuse to have the number one movie with the most F bombs in it.
Right.
Was that it?
I think it made a record for the number of.
It must have been close to 600 then.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I'm
sure they talked about
I'm
how
sure
the
it's gonna be a movie where it's just F bombs.
Yeah. There was a lot.
Don't
in
give
there.
People
and
ideas,
it
Mike.
It was deliberate. It was deliberate.
I'm sure somebody's already pitched it.
Yeah.
No, it was just...
All right, Barry, what did you do?
I...
Besides getting depressed because you can't go to PAX South this weekend.
That's it. I have geeky depression.
It's too bad, too, because it's the very first one.
I know.
I'm sure they're probably going to be doing all kinds of really cool stuff.
Once you go to a con and you miss being at the con, it's called post-con depression.
Post-con depression.
Pre-con.
I'm having a pre-con.
Pre-con depression.
I'm pre-con depression. So, I was able to, you know, I just like to highlight the interviews I had this week, the episodes for the Sweet Kicks that I've had come out so far. I had two episodes come out on Tuesday because, one of them, The Shadows of Esteren, is a new RPG, and it's really cool because they're incorporating all sources of media for this universe that they've created. And they described it as Braveheart meets Call of Cthulhu. So,
okay. That's cool. The smash up.
I'm interested.
Yeah. So no, it's really cool. So what I mean when they are incorporating all forms of media, they have their tabletop RPG that they've created, They're going to have a video game. They're going to have a board game. They already have a full soundtrack that they've created just so you can be immersed more in this universe that they've created. And it's really cool. The artwork is pretty awesome. And the work that they put into it is, like, phenomenal. They've been working on it since 2006, but they finally got their Kickstarter out this year. And, it's fully funded. And it actually ended, like, a couple hours ago.
Nice.
And it was really cool, and it was really cool talking to the guy's name was Clovis, and he lives in Paris, and so he had a very thick French accent, so it was really cool talking to him. And I always get weirded out talking to people like over in Europe or in Australia because they're like several hours ahead of me, and I feel like I'm talking to someone in the future.
Whoa. mind blown.
Yeah, I'm like,
because you were.
Tell me what's happened. I want to know.
I want to know what's happening in the future.
So that was really cool. And so I put that out right away because I had been trying to get with them, and their Kickstarter ended today. And so I was able to get their interview and get their episode out in the same day. But I also put out a very popular Kickstarter as well called Tiny Epic Galaxies. And this person at from Gamely Games, and he's put more tiny epic games out there, and this one's Galaxies. There's like Kingdoms, Defenders, and this one funded like within the first hour as well. They wanted 15,000, and they're almost to 300,000 now, and it's pretty awesome. It's a 30-minute micro game that can fit in your pocket, and it comes with it's basically you are trying to conquer the galaxy, and it's really cool. And some of the other epic games that he's produced look really awesome as well. So I had the opportunity to talk to these awesome people and do that. I was going to play some Destiny yesterday, but that fell through. I don't have...
I actually played a little Destiny. I'm level 8 now.
Yeah!
I've been level 7 for like a year.
I'm level 4. So, I'm still trying to figure out what I want to spend my Steam money on. And
did you decide not to do Shadowrun?
I just haven't gotten to it yet, but I think I will pick up Shadowrun.
It's a good one.
The Shadowrun
Returns.
Yeah.
Shadowrun Returns or Shadowrun Dragonfall. Either one.
I helped fund the original Kickstarter, so yeah, they send me free stuff all the time. So I'm like, I guess I'll download this.
Yeah. They have another Kickstarter going on right now called Shadowrun Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Yes, Hong Kong.
Yeah, and that funded like instantly as well.
Right. It's basically their next episode, but they're it's also going to be standalone, so you don't have to have the original in order to play the new one.
Hmm. Yeah. So, but other than that, man, I got a new board game today that I'm going to play, and it's called Epic Resort, and I'll actually be doing a review of that for Sweet Kicks, so that stay tuned. The reason I was late to record tonight, I was in the middle of watching a Doctor Who episode.
Nice.
I just finished watching season 6.
Okay.
Man.
Yeah. You just found potential spoilers for anyone that wants to watch Doctor Who that's not that far. Stop listening for 30 seconds.
Well, season six. Is that Matt Smith?
Yeah, this is the second season with him.
Second Matt. No,
before you continue really fast, though, has the music changed?
Yeah. The music's way better now.
So it's not like, don, 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 the whole time? Yeah. No,
it's better. It's better music. That's a good point.
Okay, no, go ahead.
We just watched the episode where we found out that Amy Pond was actually not with them, and she was like a flesh, and she's actually really pregnant and in somewhere else. And you're like, What?
Yeah.
Oh, it gets better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It gets a lot better.
Okay. People can start listening again. I will not talk about spoilers anymore. But, yeah, so that's what I did.
Awesome.
Ryan.
Let's see. I watched Flash yesterday.
Yeah, like I watched it. I watched
new
it
episode?
Today.
Yeah, with Captain Cold and Heatwave.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. I haven't seen
Firestorm
the new episode yet.
They're introducing Firestorm.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
That is cool.
Well, now, Firestorm, was that the guy, the boyfriend?
Yeah, the boyfriend, the fiancé.
Okay.
Well, so, Firestorm is
two people.
Okay, because that's what I was confused about when you said that.
One person's mind is trapped in the other's body.
Right.
And so they have conversations in their head.
Right.
Right.
And their powers transmuting matter.
Yes.
Which happens to go with the thunderstorm.
They talked about that in the Flash.
Yeah.
I just like the Flash.
Fun.
It just feels fun.
It
comic booky.
Yes.
Very much so. Very comic booky, yes.
It's not so serious.
It's not a dark superhero.
Like Arrow
or Gotham.
Serious. Yeah.
No, also caught
Gotham,
up in Gotham.
Gotham was pretty cool. I'm
dude, the Penguin.
Penguin.
He's such a. I think more and more. I think that guy's cool. he's a good choice on that.
He gets beat up so much. I'm like, man, you get slapped around so much.
It's just goes to show what's going to happen with him and Batman. He's going to get slapped around with Batman, but still come back. Let's see. Been playing a little bit more World of Warcraft.
Nice.
Been playing. World of Warcraft. The new update's coming out soon.
Oh.
6.1.
What are they going to introduce?
They're going to do a whole bunch of changes with the garrison.
Oh.
So they're going to make it more streamlined, easier to play and stuff like that. And then let's see, Plants vs. Zombies 2. Been playing a lot of that.
On your tablet or PC?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, on my phone and on the kids' tablets. And then played a board game. It's a pretty common board game, but it's new to me. It's called Blockus.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's fun. And then I played another one called Robot Turtles. Is that what it's called? It's called Robot Turtles. It's a sequencing game where you have movement sequences that you use in order to get to the end goal. And it teaches the basics of programming for kids.
Programming, yeah, that's cool.
I've heard about that. Okay, I thought you mentioned it, and I was like, I've heard of this before.
Yeah,
and it's fun and it's easy and it makes sense.
Yeah,
because they have if you mess up, you can say, oh, I've got a bug, and then you use your bug on your turn, and you go back and fix your code. And
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Nice. Good.
Yeah, and I was playing it with my 7-year-old, so
yeah,
yeah. I totally forgot that I've been gaming on my. My mobile device.
Machine Knight.
Is it an RPG?
Classic little JRPG on my phone, and I play it during my breaks at work.
Cool. And then, let's see, this is my third week going to the gym.
Oh, how's that going for you?
Going well. Good. Today was my...
He's still going.
I had a free day today.
That's right, yeah, he's still going.
I'm still going.
That says something all in and of itself.
No,
I totally need to do something like that.
My numbers are improving.
Good.
And so that's good.
You're just looking to be healthy. You're not looking to be a bodybuilder or anything like that.
The 300 Spartan.
Yeah. Right.
So they're not like gigantic Arnold dudes.
Right.
They're just healthy.
Yeah.
Gigantic Arnold, dude.
But I'm already gigantic, so.
I am ready to pop you up.
Well, just take, all you have to do is take someone my size already, give me a little bit extra muscle and trim me down. I'm going to look massive, even if I weigh, less than I do now.
Yeah, you will not be the little flabby boy anymore.
I take off my shirt and you will see the flabalanche.
Yeah. Listen to me now, believe me later.
All right. Nice.
So that's it for me.
All right. And one thing I forgot to say was that I now have a Sweet Kicks with Bricks website.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's official. It's launched.
Well, I'm in the process of getting it up, but I have it created, and it's so if you went there, you wouldn't see anything, but it's there.
But it's there.
I'm working on it, and so yeah, sweetkickswithbricks.com.
How existential.
Yep. So yeah, that was.
If you go there, are you really there? So,
All right. Well, let's go to our next segment of the show.
The Weekly Geek.
This is the Weekly Geek where we talk about things we did. No, man, I am ahead of it.
We just did that.
You're in the future. Are you in Australia?
You're behind.
The Weekly Geek where we talk about geeky news that happened throughout the week. And yeah, so let's do that. So,
I want to talk Windows 10.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Cortana. Hold on, desktop.
What?
I just think that we should get through the stuff that are shorter first.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was. We'll be talking about that.
No, there's a lot to talk about.
Okay, fine. strike that. Reverse it.
Okay,
let's
so
talk about
Ryan. Go
first.
What did you want to talk about?
Oh, I just wanted to say that Blizzard's Hero of the Storm game is entering the beta. It's their version of.
Isn't that their first person shooter?
It's their version of Dota or League of Legends.
Oh.
Except not. seriously.
Casuals.
Because they're calling it a hero brawler. It's not an action real-time strategy like Dota 2 or a MOBA, which is a multiplayer online battle arena like League of Legends. So it's similar to those games, but different enough that, you know, they're trying to do something a little bit different, like they always have in the past.
What they've always done is they've taken the best ideas from other games and incorporated it into World of Warcraft.
Right.
Warcraft or StarCraft or Diablo. And so now, with all these games like League of Legends and Dota are really popular, but it's not exactly the demographic that Blizzard players are part of.
Right.
So Blizzard's going to say, well, let's take these great ideas from these games and make our own version that will appeal to our current audience.
Right.
And that's the same way they did Hearthstone. Magic the Gathering is an extremely popular game, but there's not a lot of crossover with the Blizzard players until they had Hearthstone.
Right.
So they can kind of combine World of Warcraft and Magic the Gathering to make, you know, money.
Yeah, what's really interesting is that the whole online battle arena rage that has become what it is today, actually they kind of had an integral part in the inception of that, because the original Dota, which is Defense of the Ancients, that was a mod of Warcraft 3. And so,
I did not know that.
Yeah, so the original Dota that kind of started the whole, you know, League of Legends, you know, and then League of Legends came out and kind of played off of what Dota was doing. And then, of course, Dota 2 came out a couple of years ago, you know, to improve upon their previous. So Blizzard kind of had a hand in that. I mean, but they never tried to really capitalize on its success until now. So they're doing some pretty cool things with it. And of course, you know, just the whole draw of being able to play, you know, all of the different characters from all of their different universes. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can play, you know, the like Diablo against Kerrigan, or you can do, you know, Raynor against Thrall. You know, you can have all of these different characters from all of the different Blizzard universes. But they're really trying to focus more on teamwork and playing with your team. You know, it's not about individual players and those who like carry the team and get all the spotlight. You know, it's really about that's the other thing is that in a lot of these other games like Dota and League of Legends, you get credit if if you're the last person to hit and kill the other player, you get the credit for that, even though somebody else may have been doing all of the damage. If you run up and get the last hit, then you get the credit for the kill. Well, Heroes of the Storm isn't going to do that. And so they're kind of changing some of the things that are prevalent in that type of a genre, and hopefully they'll be able to come up with something good.
Yeah. Exploding Kitten Kickstarter.
Exploding what? Kittens!
What? Exploding? Okay, explain that. What are you talking about?
So, the...
Oh, chill.
The cartoonist, what's his name? Matthew Inman?
Okay.
He's a cartoonist of the Oatmeal. So, the Oatmeal on Facebook or okay.
So
the Oatmeal.
It's a web comic.
It's a web comic, yeah. And it is really popular. It has, like, you know, 2 million likes on Facebook or something
okay.
like that.
All right.
So I was talking about it the other day. I was saying the Oatmeal is kind of like the millennial version of Calvin and Hobbes. You know,
oh, okay.
how you see it all the time and everybody knows what it is in that age demographic. Anyway, I'm a big fan. I've been a big fan for a while now. And he decided to start his own card game. And they've been playing it for a while. He's had it all designed and play-tested, and the graphics are done. And he needed to, you know, just get the money to start producing copies for people, start making, printing the game for other people. So it was a simple $10,000 Kickstarter, and it was funded in 8 minutes.
What? 20 minutes.
Ding.
It says.
20 minutes.
And then 100 minutes.
So 100% funded in 20 minutes, and 1,000% funded in less than an hour.
What?
So, and by 8 o'clock p.m. that day, he had $1 million.
Wow.
and currently he has pretty much $2.5 million to go towards this game,
and
about
he's got 29 days left.
What? Yeah, and he already has 63,000 backers, so he's already like that's probably
including
that's one
me,
of the,
including
that's right.
Ryan.
So
go Ryan.
And I reached out to these guys to talk to them on Sweet Kicks with Bricks, so maybe I'll be able to interview them soon.
See, yeah. It's interesting to me because I wonder if they, you know, because that's got to be overwhelming. Because you're thinking, okay, yeah, we're going to order a print of, you know, like 200 copies of this game. All of a sudden, 63,000 people want a copy of this game. You know, I mean, that's got to be, you're like, oh, no, what do we do? You know?
Well, we've got $2 million.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just crazy
they just went
to
up,
think.
They just went up some more backers.
That's just crazy to me.
I'm basically watching it go up as we're talking.
So it's a game. It's a family game, and
okay.
you can play it with your kids. It's for seven and above, and so that's perfect for my kids.
So
and
it's a
I
card
know
game.
That. Yeah, it's a card game. Now my kids are gonna love it.
What,
it's just
I mean,
hilarious.
What's the premise?
Basically,
exploding.
You
kittens.
Everyone draws cards,
okay.
and whoever draws the exploding kitten loses. And so there's cards that will detour you from exploding. So, like, if you have a laser pointer, you can avoid the exploding kitten.
You defuse it.
Or if you have, like, super catnip, you can defuse the exploding kitten.
That's
because
but
the
eventually,
exploding kitten will be distracted by this the catnip.
Yeah, but eventually somebody's going to, you know, draw it, and it won't be shuffled in the deck anymore. And so that's how the game is. So it's simple.
Yeah. So
and
it's, like
easy and it's
mate.
Fun. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
yeah. It looks really. The art is looks really
they
fun.
They called
but
it like Russian roulette, basically. That's what they say.
Yeah.
So it's a card game, and they say it's a card game for people who are into kittens and explosions.
And explosions.
Yes, and non-weaponized enchiladas.
And non-weaponized enchiladas.
And taco cats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and...
That sounds silly.
Aggressive attacking
back
hair.
So how much do you have to pay to get a copy of the game?
It is, to get a copy
$20.
Of the game, it's $20. What do they call that?
That's you can back, support you can backer. Back the, fund, yeah. Yeah, you can back it for $20 and you get the Exploding Kittens deck. So you get one copy.
And for $35, you can get the regular family version and the not safe for work
safe for
version.
Work version.
So the one that has a little more
aggressive.
Well, the comic, the oatmeal, it can get it ranges from, you know, safe for work to really not safe for work comics.
I see.
You know. He doesn't have a problem saying dropping the F-bomb in some of his comics. But it's always done in a very funny way. So.
All right. I get it. So. Cool. Exploding cats.
No,
there you
exploding
go.
Exploding kittens.
Dude, I can't believe you haven't heard of the oatmeal.
I have heard of the oatmeal. I'm just not that familiar with it.
Okay.
I've heard of it, but, you know, I don't. So one article that I saw recently, and it's something that we've kind of talked about in the past, is that Sony on their PlayStation service is launching an original series based on a graphic novel called Powers. And it's essentially about...
I remember they announced that at E3.
Yeah, it's essentially a graphic novel about a world full of superheroes. And the lead... protagonist of the series used to be a superhero, and he no longer is a superhero, but what he does is he is a police detective that specifically investigates crime that has to do with superheroes. And so the whole series is about there's a string of murders that start happening. Superheroes start getting murdered. And he and his partner investigate, you know, who's behind the murders of these superheroes. And so that series is premiering on the PlayStation Network on March 10th. So
March 10th,
a couple months from now, what they're going to do is they're going to release their first three episodes that day. And then the following episodes will be released every Tuesday. For those that are PlayStation Plus subscribers, you will get access to this series absolutely free.
Cool.
Woo! So, and it's just going to be an original series, kind of a lot like how Microsoft did their original Halo Nightfall series for the Xbox. Now PlayStation is kind of delving into their own original content, which I think is really interesting how a lot of these services like Netflix and Amazon, even Hulu, they're all coming out with their own original series. And
talking about Netflix, oh man, Netflix, they announced their earnings report.
Uh-huh.
And their stock just skyrocketed.
Oh, I'm sure.
They reported something like $1.4 billion in profit.
Nice.
Huh. What?
Well, and see, Netflix, one of the new original series that they're coming out is the Marvel Daredevil.
Yeah, all the Marvel stuff.
See,
well,
they're
House
losing,
of Cards has done hugely
they're
well.
They're losing all the British shows. So Doctor.
No, no. They announced that, but then they retracted some of them.
They were able to recontract, but they are going to lose some. But the what they call their quote unquote most popular series are going to stay, like the Doctor Who and that kind of thing. But they are losing Red Dwarf.
Yeah, ooh. So I need to finish watching that.
Yeah, I love Red Dwarf.
I haven't watched.
When is that going to happen?
February 1st, so you have until the 1st of February.
Okay, better get on then.
Now, I have noticed that Hulu Plus and Amazon Prime are starting to get more and more British stuff, so it may be that the contract is just shifting providers.
Hulu Plus does have a contract with BBC America.
Right.
So
some of the stuff that Netflix loses, maybe somebody else will pick it up and we'll be able to see it again somewhere on a different service.
It's just interesting to see where the viewership is shifting. You know, people are watching less and less daytime or prime time television.
Live TV.
Yeah, live television. Because
Well, it's – I mean, even the Nielsen ratings have changed to the point where they now take into consideration DVR playback in their ratings. They have a live –
Yeah, they finally have the ability to monitor
that. Yeah, they have a live plus 3 days, and then they have a live plus 7 days. And so a lot of times shows that may not necessarily get – initially good ratings, once they start taking into these plus 3 and plus 7 days events, their ratings go up a lot more because people don't watch them live. They DVR them and watch them later.
It's like Sleepy Hollow's in danger of being canceled.
Yeah. Unfortunately, a lot of the genre stuff is always on the bubble.
I don't know. I think Sleepy Hollow's kind of run its course.
I never watched it.
That's why they're trying to change it up a little bit. They're gonna make it more episodic instead of
that doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Just whatever. It was cool when there was the Headless Horseman.
And now it's
then they kinda got off
different.
This wild
yeah.
stuff and it's like eh.
Okay, so Michael was talking about Microsoft had their Windows 10 press conference today.
They put Cortana in my PC.
So Cortana basically is the equivalent of like Siri for Apple.
Siri, yeah.
But they're actually going to
integrate
with a sexier voice.
They're going to integrate this Cortana feature in the new Windows 10. So you'll be able to actually speak to your PC in the same way that you speak to your Apple and utilize the Siri function.
No, I won't talk to it like I talk to my Apple because I don't ever talk very nice to my Apple.
There's a lot of really cool things that they talked about. One of the things that I think is really, really interesting is that they're actually making it a free upgrade.
Well, really? 1 year service.
For the first year... They're going to make it free. So anybody that wants to upgrade from...
Yeah, so if 7, 8, or 8.1, you get 1 year of 10 for free.
So they're even going to go back.
Well, what do you have to do after 1 year?
Is it only one year?
I only saw that it was for 1 year.
No, I thought it was... Okay, hold on.
Unless you're looking
to uninstall it or something if you don't want to pay? Is that what the deal is? What's going on?
See, I thought... Okay, let me... I'm pulling up the... No, it just says for the first year that it's launched, you can upgrade for free.
Oh, is that what they meant by the first year?
Yes, that's what they mean when they said for the first year. So the first year that it's available, you can upgrade for free, which is really, really cool because Microsoft has never done that before.
Yeah, I read that backwards apparently. So yeah, so in the first year of the release –
If you're running Windows 7 or 8
or 8.1,
I can get 10 for free.
Then you can upgrade to 10 for free once it launches.
When can I do this?
Now they haven't announced when
it's
going to
be
launched.
Is that going to bog down my computer like crazy?
They say that Windows 10 is supposed to be a lot better, a lot more streamlined, a lot faster, a lot more powerful. So it's going to be, in my opinion, anything's better than 8. So, you know, I don't even have 8 on my PC. My wife has 8 on her PC, and she hates it. She can't.
Well,
she has a hard time.
I got used to it.
I mean, eventually you have to.
I jumped in. I mean, what are you going to use? Windows 3.1 for the rest of your life?
No, 7. 7, 7, 7. Wait,
so 7. I just jumped in and learned it.
So, yeah, but the cool thing is that...
It's not great, but whatever.
Yeah. So
10's coming out.
It's going to be free if you get it in the first year. Cortana's going to be a part of it. One of the other cool things is that Microsoft has a brand new web browser that they're coming out with. They're going to kind of get rid of Internet Explorer.
Because it sucks.
Because it's not good.
Here's a little disclaimer for those who are all like, yeah, it's free for update. Windows 7 Service Package 1 and Windows 8.1 update is required. Some editions are excluded. Windows 7 Enterprise, Windows 8 and 8.1 Enterprise, and Windows RT and RT 8.1 are not included in that free upgrade package.
Oh, no. RT is. During a Q&A session after the event, they did promise that Windows RT would get an upgrade.
Okay, because if you look at the, I don't even know what that is.
That's what they use on.
I'm
like
you, Ryan.
It's what they use like on their laptops, the Surface. Yeah. It's like a mobile device.
Okay.
It's a different operating system that they use on their, like their laptop / tablet, which is their Microsoft Surface.
Yeah. See, I was reading the small print at the very bottom.
But they're going to be launching a new web browser. It's called Project Spartan, but it's going to incorporate Cortana, so you can actually ask Cortana to go and search for stuff, and you can do that.
About this whole hologram thing that they were trying to think of?
That's gimmicky, but they are going to integrate it completely with the Xbox One. Where you'll actually be able to stream Xbox games to your PC. So you don't have to necessarily, if you don't want to, or can't at the moment play in your living room, you can stream it to your PC and play it through your PC. Now, they haven't said that you'll be able to stream your PC to your Xbox One yet, but they did say that that is something that they're going to be trying to work at integrating.
Huh.
But yeah, the whole holographic and HoloLens thing that they talked about, that's gimmicky. I don't think that's going to go anywhere. But they did say that, holographic capability with this new Windows 10 wearing the new holographic headset. So, that's okay. Gimmicky. But I am excited about it because they are, I think they kind of recognized a lot of things that they did wrong with 8, and so they're trying to, and that's why 10 came out so quickly.
Yeah.
It's because they're trying to fix a lot of the things that they did. So
whatever happened to 9?
Well, it's interesting. The reason why they went from 8 to 9 is because
8 to 10?
You mean 8 to 10?
8 to 10. Thank you. Is because in a lot of their code, they have like old school Windows code that is still referred as like 9X code, and because it refers to Windows 95 and 98. So they have old code that is still references Windows 95 and 98, their extension was like 9X. And so they couldn't use 9 because of that, so they just went to 10.
So they got rid of it all.
Sure, why not?
All right, well, that's cool, but now let's do some geeky trivia!
Woo!
Who's got it?
Barry.
I do. I'm in charge.
All right.
Tonight's we will talk about the Marvel announcement next week, because that's huge.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
we're going to have to spend time talking about that.
Yeah,
we'll probably spend the whole episode for it.
Yeah, we'll probably dedicate the entire episode talking about what happened at Marvel. So,
tonight is NES trivia.
Oh, no. All right.
Super Metroid.
All right, listen. Okay. I am going to describe some games to you, and let's see if you can name the game.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay. I, Mad Dog, and my partner, Scorpion, battle through 8 levels of men, machines, and aliens.
Contra.
Contra, dang it.
Contra is correct, Mike.
I know this one. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's one of my favorites.
I am the smallest boxer in the game, but I can
take
Little
Joe. Mike Tyson's punch out.
Oh,
Ryan.
Got it.
Hey, at least I got character.
Lil Mac was the character. You are correct.
I said Little Joe, but I named it right.
All right. Billy and Jimmy need to save their girlfriends.
Double Dragon.
Yeah.
Double Dragon is correct, John. All right. This game is about is all about fitting awkward pieces together.
Tetris
is correct. Ryan.
Right. Yeah.
Hold on. I got a cuckoo clock.
Wait.
All right. I am little, pink, and Kirby. Kind of like a cloud. Kirby.
Yeah. Kirby.
I think John got that first.
John just beat me.
Is it Kirby or just Kirby's Adventure?
The first one was just called Kirby, wasn't it?
Well, I will accept Kirby. All right.
Okay.
I was like, judges?
All right. Now, these ones aren't so much descriptions, but they are still talking about the game. Which game featured two Italian brothers going through a series of worlds, hopping through turtles along the way?
Super Mario Brothers.
Oh. Yes.
Hopping. I thought you said hopping through turtles. I
was hopping like, on turtles.
Oh, hopping on turtles. Turtles. Oh,
two Italian brothers. I was like, Mario Brothers. Mario
All
Brothers,
right.
Either way.
Okay. Here's some trivia about Super Mario Brothers. All right. On one of the boards for that game, a winged turtle comes hopping down a large set of stairs. What can you do there if you know what you're doing?
Well, unlimited lives.
Unlimited lives. You keep bouncing the shell back and forth.
Mike
yeah.
is correct with unlimited lives.
Actually, it wasn't unlimited lives.
It was just a bunch of
lives.
It was a bunch of lives.
No,
yeah.
You can go above 99.
No, I
don't know.
99 was the. I think 99 is the highest.
All right. My name is Link. And
Zelda.
That battle,
Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda, John.
Okay.
Gotta say the whole title.
All right. What sci-fi themed game follows Samus as she shoots
Metroid.
Metroid. Super Metroid.
It's Metroid, John.
Oh, I swear we said it at the exact same time.
No, that's what.
All right.
That's why you don't swear.
What?
Dang it.
What game was the first game that the Konami cheat code was used
Gradius.
On?
Oh, yeah.
Gradius is correct, / Gradius.
I used it on Contra only.
That's the game it's most commonly used for. But, now, what did the code give you?
30 lives.
30 lives is correct.
Okay. Good one. I knew it was something like that.
Good job.
Which game had a hero with an arm that he could extend out to catch himself?
Bionic Commando. Bionic Commando. Dang it.
Bionic Commando, John.
Yeah. Bionic Mega Man.
Well, I knew it once he said extend.
You heard an arm thing, and then you're like, wait. Which football game was the first to have real NFL teams and players let you play a full season? Tecmo Bowl is correct, John.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl. Thank you. I couldn't remember what it was.
All right. Which game featured Simon Belmont fighting through wave after wave? Castlevania is correct, John.
Man, I couldn't spit it out.
Which game did you get to blow webbed-foot avians out of the air?
Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt is correct, Mike.
Web-footed avians. Like, I thought you said aliens.
I couldn't say duck.
Web-footed aliens? What?
Not avians.
Web-footed
aliens.
You could have said a foul.
This game became one of the most popular series of all time. It was also one of the very first NES games with a multi-character party RPG format.
Final Fantasy
is correct, Mike.
Oh, nice.
Because I was going to say, it's not Dragon Warrior, because that was a single player, not a party. Anyway.
All right. This game features a hero running through level after level, slashing up enemies, and using a special jump spin attack. He also collected special items, such as shurikens.
Raiden.
Nope.
Oh,
Ninja Gaiden. Ryan.
Ryan, good job.
Which game featured a futuristic hero battling boss after boss and gaining a new power? Mega Man is correct, Ryan.
He beat me to it, yeah.
Which part of your body became hard, swollen, and painful after you played a lot of Nintendo? Your thumb is correct.
I don't want to answer that.
All right. What was Mario's original name?
Jumpman.
Jumpman is correct.
I knew that.
I would also accept the Jumping Man. All right. How many worlds are there in Super Mario Brothers 3?
Nine.
Nine is correct. Ryan.
Yeah.
Good job.
Isn't all that right. How many... All of them?
Last question. In what game are you a boy trying to save your pet frog?
Blaster Master.
Blaster Master is correct, Michael. All right, that's it for
Geeky Trivia. I don't remember that it was about trying to save your pet frog.
It's about your pet frog.
John probably won. What second?
And the winner is Michael.
What?
Michael pulls it out with a win there with Blaster Master with 9 points, John with 8 points, Ryan with 5.
Good job.
So, gamer. Yeah.
Good
awesome.
Job.
Okay.
So, thanks. Yeah, thanks, guys, for listening to The Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net and also on all of our social media. Please leave your comments. Let us know what you like, you dislike. We'd like to hear anything you would like to talk about or have us talk about on the show. We will definitely read your emails and comments. That is something we'd like to do. So you could do that at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com, or you can just leave a comment on Facebook, and we will reply. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to our show on iTunes and Stitcher. Come and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.